Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, celebrating its 30th year presenting the Art of Jazz in San Francisco and the opening of the SF Jazz Center this January. Details about artists and programs for the inaugural season at sfjazz.org.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. The Earshot Festival's winding down its 3 weeks run today with concerts by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and Branford Marsalis in Kirkland this afternoon, starting about an hour from now, and Robert Glasper's Experiment at the Triple Door tonight. We've recorded several concerts. We'll be bringing you some highlights in coming weeks. Today we have some excerpts from an Art of Jazz concert featuring Evan Florey Barnes, who was this year's featured Seattle artist at the Earshot Festival. The concert at Seattle Art Museum was the preview and kickoff of a series of 6 performances in 6 locations, each with a different group and playing different music by Evan Florey Barnes. The young bassist and composer continues to exhibit a huge amount of musical energy, not only as applied to his performances, but also to the variety of compositions, forms of expression, and instrumentation of the various ensembles he leads. Evan Florey Barnes came up through Garfield High School's music program, not in the acclaimed jazz ensemble led by Clarence Acocks, but as a string bassist in the Garfield Orchestra program under Marcus Tsudakawa. He was also experimenting at the same time with hip-hop music, and at the University of Washington he met and played with Aaron Parks, another Wunderkind, and played on the pianist's first CD. Evan also worked with Mark Seals at the UW, on and off campus. He was part of the trio The Teaching that held down the hang for years of Thursday nights at Lucid in the U District. His large-scale work for 35-piece chamber orchestra and 10 dancers, Acknowledgement of His Celebration, was one of the most talked about features of last year's Earshot Festival. On today's show, Evan Florey Barnes fronts his chamber jazz quartet, Threat of Beauty, in the concert at the Seattle Art Museum recorded last month. The group includes Beth Fleener, clarinet, Jacques Willis, vibraharp, Eric Peters on drums, and Evan Florey Barnes, string bass. The first piece we'll hear is a nod to the early 20th century French composer Eric Satie, who was by turns a romantic, eccentric, surrealist, and playful composer. So it's not too surprising that Evan Florey Barnes should title this piece Eric Satie and the Hipster Stripped of His Irony for the filmmaker Wes Anderson. It's played by Threat of Beauty. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to a concert by the group Threat of Beauty, featuring Evan Flory Barnes on bass, who's the composer and leader, Beth Fleener, clarinet, Jacques Willis on vibes, and Eric Peters on drums. And that piece titled Eric Satie and the Hipster Stripped of His Irony for Wes Anderson. The group, in addition to playing the original compositions by Evan Flory Barnes, also engages in free improvisation, group improvisation, and that's what we'll hear in this next piece as we continue with the Evan Flory Barnes group Threat of Beauty on this concert on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Thank you. Free improvisation by the group Threat of Beauty, led by Evan Flory Barnes, in this concert at the Seattle Art Museum recorded last month in the Art of Jazz series. Evan Floyd Barnes on bass, Beth Fleener clarinet, Jacques Willis vibes, and Eric Peters on drums. The concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. We'll continue with more music from this concert and another original composition by Evan Florey Barnes, which he titled End of Old Days. Thank you. You're listening to a concert by Threat of Beauty at the Seattle Art Museum, part of the Art of Jazz series on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's Evan Flory Barnes.
I'm recording an album next year, an album that I call Les Femmes dans ma vie, The Women in My Life, Portraits and Professions. And in essence, it's honoring the great women in my life. And this is a song for one of them. It's called The Nuances of Rachel. There's subtleties that you notice that I would notice on her, like on her face. She's thinking about something, she's feeling about something, and like a little wrinkle of the lips, a little something in the eyes, and I would always notice, find nuances. And she also had a love of early 20th century music and art, so it kind of combines all those influences as well as her love of French music and French culture. It's all kind of integrated in there, and this piece is called The Nuances of Rachel.
Thank you.
That was the Nuances of Rachel. Thank you.
You've been listening to highlights from an Art of Jazz concert by Threat of Beauty, a group led by Evan Flory Barnes, who was heard on bass. Beth Fleener was the clarinetist, Jacques Willis on vibes with some electronic augmentation. Eric Peters was the drummer. Recorded at the Seattle Art Museum as part of the Art of Jazz series presented monthly by Earshot Jazz. The next concert in the series features Jessica Lurie next Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30, at the Seattle Art Museum. The concerts are free. Let's take a look at jazz activities around the area. The Earshot Festival, as we mentioned, is winding down today. Two more performances remaining. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra presents A Night in New Orleans with soloist Branford Marsalis as guest at the Kirkland Performance Center this afternoon at 3. Robert Glasper Experiment concludes the festival with a performance tonight at the Triple Door. There are two shows. And also tonight, Manhattan Transfer in their final evening at Jazz Alley, and the Jim Knapp Orchestra is playing at the Royal Room. The Clayton Brothers have a brand new CD, and they're playing at Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Jay Thomas's big band will be playing at Tula's on Tuesday night, and Jessica Lurie performs at the Royal Room on Wednesday and also on Thursday at the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series at 5:30. And an interesting project coming up next Friday night. I'm looking forward to a program of Brazilian music. A Brazilian music showcase at the Royal Room next Friday night features several groups, Choro Loco, the Brazilianaires, Rio Combrio, and Jessa Dutra, who's a classical Brazilian pianist. Quite a variety of music available next Friday night in this Brazilian music showcase at the Royal Room. For more information about other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar, as well as the earshot.org calendar, and daily updates on seattlemusicscene.com. Some music by the Jim Knapp Orchestra, playing tonight at the Royal Room, coming up next here. This is from the album Secular Breathing, the Jim Knapp Orchestra, featuring Knapp's original compositions, and in this case, guest soloist Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, and Rob Davis is on tenor saxophone. It's a tune by Jim Knapp titled Kennewick Man.
Thank you.
That was music by Brian Cunningham, the guitarist. It was titled Blue Serenade. It's the title tune from a new album by the Brian Cunningham Quartet, recorded in Bellingham for the Jazz Project. The rest of the group included Tom Anastasio on bass, Josh Cook, the tenor saxophonist, and Judd Sherwood on drums. Blue Serenade. Before that, we heard Kennewick Man, a composition by Jim Knapp, played by the Jim Knapp Orchestra, and featuring solos by Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and Rob Davis on tenor sax. Our thanks to Evan Flory Barnes and the musicians of Threat of Beauty for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. This has been a Hatch Cover production. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time for our survey of the regional jazz scene. Meanwhile, stay tuned for Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.